views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel, except Artie Hoffman is in London. That stinker. He's so lucky. Yep, folks, he's in London. And today we have Guy Lazarus with us.
Hello, hello.
And today Guy is going to accept some callers, and Guy does healing. Guy is an amazing healer. I mean, he worked on me, and believe me, folks, I have the worst back in the world and the worst knees. I need surgery. I should have gone for surgery years ago, but I didn't. Guy took away my pain. And I'm not just saying this. I can't thank him enough. He's wonderful. Wonderful.
That was just one session.
And that was one session. Yeah, that really was. That was one session, folks. And it lasted. It really lasted. So I want you to give us calls today and speak with Guy, because he really, really can help you, people with chronic pain. And what he does is he actually prays, and his healing comes out to literally not only ease your pain, but to cure your pain, which I think is amazing. All right, so I want to give you the number to the studio. The number is 1-800-930-2819. So give us a call. And of course, if you'd like to get a little free mini reading from me, I am available. I'm right here, folks. We have a really good show today.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And so we're going to have two topics as well. The first topic we're going to go through is, what if you started to live out your life on what makes you happy? All right? And that's kind of a tricky little subject there.
Yeah.
You know? Now, with that subject, are you living your life the way you want? Are you happy? What's going on? Are you doing things in your life to make other people happy and you're forgetting yourself? Or if you had all the wishes in the world, how would you be living your life?
Exactly. I think there's two ways to look at it. Are you happy or are you comfortable?
Correct. Now, are you happy, meaning that you're financially secure, you can do whatever you want when you want to, or are you the type of person that makes yourself happy by catering to other people? Because there are people out there who do that. You cater to other people, and that's what makes your happiness. But if you had your way, what would make you happy? You know? Did you ever think of that?
Because there's a fine line between happiness and living in peace. I think you could be happy,
but not at peace. So true. That is very smart. And there's a lot of people out there living the way they want to live, comfortably, all the money that they need, nice cars, nice house, nice furniture, everything going places, but they're not at peace.
Yeah, they don't feel fulfilled.
Exactly.
There's always that hole.
Exactly.
So to speak.
That's right.
You know, you have nice cars, nice homes, and do whatever you want, go wherever you want. But there's always that hole. There's always that missing piece.
That's right. What if you live your life, in your whole entire life, looking for that one right person, and you can't find that one right person, but yet the rest of your life is perfect? There's that hole.
Yeah, it's a void. But you know what? I believe if you look, you're never going to find it. It's when you're not looking that God presents it to you.
That's so true. And you also have to recognize a lot of people go through their whole life with blinders on, looking for that special right person, when really that right person is right in front of their eyes the whole time.
Yeah, they fail to see the signals.
That's right.
You know, some people, like you said, have blinders on, and they're getting a million signals all the time.
Right.
And then they'll say, I wish God would send me a sign. And you could say, hello, God's been sending you signs forever. You need to look for them.
Right. And meanwhile, that special person, who is really a part of your life anyway, has been right in front of you the whole time.
Absolutely.
You know?
And the one day you have, hopefully, that aha moment.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? They've been right here.
That's right.
Right in front of me.
That's right.
God has put them in my life, and we've been friends 10 years, but who knew?
Who knew? Who knew I loved you? I just thought I loved you like my friend.
Yes.
And it's really true, folks. You know, sometimes, you know, you think what you're living is making you happy, but is it really? And if you could have anything, what would make you happy?
Yes.
What would make you happy? If you could have anything in this world, if you weren't living happy right now, if you had to choose something, what would you choose to make your world happier?
My world happier. Yeah. Well, I have basically everything I've been asking for.
That's good.
Yeah, pretty much everything I've been asking for. I'm very much at peace with myself, and there's not anyone in this entire world that's going to ruin that, ever.
That's right.
Because, you know, it takes a long time to get to that place of peace.
Yes.
You know, I've had that spiritual elevation, so to speak, that most people wish for, and I was blessed to have it and receive it, and I knew the exact moment that I got it.
You're so lucky.
And I think I'm very fortunate, and a lot of people want that to happen, but honestly, you need to be open to it.
This is true.
If you're not open to getting what you're asking for, then how are you going to receive it?
That's right. And many people, like I said before, they have it right in front of them, but they continually ask for it. But meanwhile,
because they don't see it.
They don't see it.
It's like the expression hidden in plain sight.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. When it comes to me, I'm not really sure what would make me happier than I am now. I know one thing that would make me much happier and would make my life absolutely perfect is to have my son back with me.
Of course.
That would be the only difference that I would change in my entire life is to have my son. That would just make me sterling. That would make my life absolutely complete. I wouldn't ask for another thing. And in fact, if God wanted to take a few things away, not people, but monetary things or materialistic things, then I would say, sure, go ahead, do it. Mm. Just give me him back. But unfortunately, that's never going to happen.
Yeah,
not in this life. But I do know, and what gets me through the day is knowing that someday we'll be rejoined.
Yes.
You know? But I think that's about the only thing that I would make different in my life. I really mean that.
Mm.
But there's a lot of people out there, unfortunately, who feel as though, you know, I got to work every day and I can't do what I want to do because I'm always working and I feel as though I'm being used or abused or I can't get ahead in my job or I can't go places where I want to go because my job is so stressful or they're taking care of elderly parents and their lives are not their own. You know what I mean?
You're describing somebody living 100% ego.
Yes.
That's
so
100%
true.
Ego, because if you look at it another way, that you have the ability to work, you have the strength to work.
Are counting your blessings.
Yeah.
So
there's
then,
an expression, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
This is so true.
So you can't look at everything with a negative twist. I have to go to work. I have to wake up in the morning.
Right.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I wake up in the middle of the night every now and then. Mm-hmm. And whenever my feet hit the floor, I say, thank you, God. I don't say, you know, curse up a storm and say, oh, I have to get out of bed now.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I can get out of bed.
That's so,
so
true.
So you have to, this is the way you have to live. You know, you have to just surrender and know that everything is going to be okay.
Absolutely. But, you know, you see that because you're a healer. And you get to see a lot of people who can't get out of bed and who would just give everything just to be able to get out of that bed on their own without pain. So you recognize
that as blessing. But you see, we can advise people. I've been through it.
Yes.
Trust me. It works. Just surrender and stop the fight.
Absolutely, folks. And on that note, we are going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hello, fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. 1230 WBLQ.
welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And today, we are very blessed to have the one and only Guy Lazarus.
Hello, hello.
And he is an amazing, amazing healer, folks. I'm not even joking. I mean, he's one of the best healers that I have ever run into. And being in my type of work, I run into a lot. This guy is on the level. He gets the job done. And he never just prays or heals for the sake of making you feel better. He heals for the sake of literally wiping out the problem. And I think that that is why he's so successful in what he does. You know?
Well, I try my best.
I know you do. You do great. He healed. He gave me one session, guys, and I have problems, like I said, with my back. And one session, I was good to go. And I was amazed.
That was about a month ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm still good.
Good.
I'm still good.
Very good.
I can't believe it. Now I have a special favor to ask of you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. Folks, I need some prayers. I really do. My beautiful mastiff, Harley, has come down with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer. And when I tell you the prognosis is grim, there is absolutely no cure for this in animals, none whatsoever. And I do understand, which is so terrible, that children get this too. And we had a bone. And the thing that really gets me is my spirit world did not tell me. Mm. I was so sure that this dog only had a broken foot. I was so positive that I wasn't even concerned, but I said do a biopsy anyway just in case, and my spirit world did not let me know, and I was a little upset about that. After speaking to a couple of people and wondering why this happened, because I would like to get your point of view on that too, they told me that there are some things that you just have to live through. You cannot be told everything.
No, you can't. And I totally believe that, because, you know, the strongest people have endured the most pain.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate, but without pain, would any of us have strength?
This is true. No.
I mean, that's a good topic. You could spend a day talking about
that. This is very true.
But if you didn't know pain...
That's right.
How would you know strength? How would you get strength if there was never any pain to go through?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I've been through my share. Now, my poor dog, I'm asking all of you folks out there to say a little prayer for him, that he doesn't suffer. That's what I'm hoping for, a cure, of course. I'm hoping that the Holy Spirit will be kind enough to let this dissipate and just go away. But, you know, with this type of bone cancer, it is very severe. And I know we're going to lose him, and it's going to be within 4 months. So that's how severe it is. So if you could just say a prayer for us that he doesn't suffer. That's all I want, is him not to suffer. He's a big guy, folks. He's a real big guy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's like a person. He's like a little person. Not even a little person. He's 200 and some odd pounds. So, you know, and he's walking around on a really bad crippled leg, and they told me to take his leg. And if I took his leg, the best prognosis is that he would have 6 months. So I don't want to put him through that. Now, that's another thing if somebody'd like to talk about or to call me up on. I am so torn. I don't know what to do, Guy.
Well, we spoke about this the other day. I mean, to take his leg now. What kind of life would he even have?
Exactly. What kind of
quality? At this point in his life, he'd be like a fish out of water.
That's what I'm
thinking. Leg was taken.
Right. That's exactly right.
So would he have any quality of life left?
None. I feel that, you know what, when his time is up, his time is up. And I feel as though it would be criminal to take his leg.
I think so.
I mean, this is over a 200-pound dog. This dog will suffer just getting up on three legs.
Sure.
Although my veterinarian says, oh, well, you're giving him an extra 2 months. Are you kidding? An extra 2 months? Give me a break. I would rather him go naturally. What do you think
about
that?
And be at peace.
And be at peace, right?
Yeah.
I really would. So that's why, I mean, we're giving him medications. He's taking his meds. He's taking his pain meds. And I have to tell you guys, this dog is a role model. He should be a role model for some people because he's never sad. He never snaps. He's never bad. He's full of love. He's full of life. And to watch this, it tears my heart apart.
I'm going to give him a session before I leave.
I know you will.
I will. Because I also work, it's energy.
I know.
Do it on anyone, anything.
Yes. And if this dog can be cured, you're the one to do it.
I don't know if it's a cure, but he might be much more comfortable.
Yes.
But I'll certainly give it my best.
I know you will. I know you will.
I'm sure he'll slobber all over me as I'm doing it.
He knows.
I never had a client like that before.
That is so true. I'm so glad you would accept that. What a guy. You know what I mean, folks? What a guy. He's willing to take the slobber and all for my Harley. Oh, that's so funny. But I do thank everybody for saying a prayer for him. I really do. I appreciate it with all my heart. And if ever I can return the favor, you know I'm always here for all of you. Just let me know. So Mr. Arthur is in London.
Indeed, he's across the pond.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
That lucky duck.
I saw some lovely photos of him today.
Yes, tell me about them. Tell me about them. What is he doing, that stinker?
Oh, he's just bouncing around.
Oh, I love it. He's so lucky. Actually, what he is doing is he's taking a class over at the Finley Institute for psychic mediums, which is very prestigious in its own right. And I was supposed to go with him, but unfortunately, Harley got sick, and I had some circumstances here where I couldn't get away. And I had to renege this time, but I'm going to go next year with him. I'm sure he's going to go back next year because he's a Beatle freak. Mm. And this is where the Beatles go. So I told him, if you don't take a picture crossing Abbey Road, don't come home. So I did see a picture of him today laying on Trafalgar Pond, on that, what do you call that?
Yes, if he would have taken a little movement backwards, he would have been swimming in it.
It's a beautiful, what do they call that? What do they call it? It's like a, oh my gosh, I'm having like a brain.
Those moments.
Well, you know what, folks? I'll tell you what. I'll think of the word, but we're going to go to a commercial right now. Okay? So we'll be right back after this. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing.
All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Oh, darling.
Everybody to Angels and Answers, and that was a great song, Brian. Thank you. And that was for our dear Artie.
Because he's in London,
you know? That's right. He's in London.
And I figured I'm going to play in London. Well, these guys are from Liverpool, though. Same thing.
Yeah, well, it's still London. I'm sure Artie's going to go to Liverpool because Artie happens to be a Beatle freak, guys.
Oh, of course. He talks about that, you know.
OMG. He is like, he's got every Beatles song and he knows every one of them by heart.
Oh, when him and I were at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I can't imagine.
He was like a little boy in a candy store.
I could imagine.
Unbelievable.
That's Artie. You know what, Guy? We have not given our phone numbers out. And, you know, we're so lucky to have you today.
You
and
think people want to call us?
Yes, I do. I really do. I hope. Come on, guys. Well, first of all, I'm going to give you the number to the studio in case you would like to call in. Okay, folks? So that's 1-800-930-2819. And you can speak with Guy. And he will give you some healing. And he will also make an appointment for you to call him privately so that he can do some really serious stuff, and he is good.
Well, I can work remotely.
Yes.
If you're in the New York, New Jersey area, I would absolutely like to do it in person, but I can do it remotely anywhere in the world, really.
Of
I would just need someone's picture, and if anyone wants to call me, you can reach me at 646-302-1813.
And I suggest, folks, that if you are in pain or if you do have, if you just found out you have some kind of an illness or a disease, God forbid, but in case you do, call Guy. He is really the best that I know. And like I said, I know a lot. If you'd like a private reading with Artie when he comes home, and that'll be probably not next week, but the week after. But you also could leave him a message on his line, and he will get back to you. And if he doesn't get back to you, I believe that his private secretary will get back to you. And his number is 877-ANGELS-02. That's ANGELS-02, folks. And you'll have a great reading from our dear Arthur.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. And if you'd like a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. And you will not be sorry. So even if you want to call Artie, you can call 908-500-1474.
You can ring him up.
That son of a gun, he's at Trafalgar Square. And that word I was looking for, folks, was fountain. He's laying across the fountain. I mean, another inch, he'll be inside the water. And he's got his hands behind his head and his elbow leaning on his elbow. And he looks like he's having a blast, and I'm so happy for him. I really am.
Yeah, I
wish I was there, but I'm happy for him. I really am. So what's going on in your life?
Oh, same old thing. Just helping people, healing people, treating people.
I love your plates. I saw your plates on your car.
You like that, right?
I love
it. Don't say what it is.
Okay. Well, let me tell you this, folks. It's appropriate. You figure it out.
Wait a minute. Well, they don't know me, so yeah, you can say that.
You can say that. Yeah, it's all right. Well, I'll tell you, it's appropriate. Just take it from there.
I'd love to hear from some callers, and we'll see what they think about these topics.
Yes, yes. The topics today are a little bit interesting. If you had anything that you wanted in this world, how would you live your life? Like, how would you live? Like, would you change your life? I know. I don't know if I would change my life. I'm not so sure about that. I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful. I recognize my blessings. Like I said, the only thing I would change was having my son back. But other than that, I feel very blessed for the people that are in my life. I couldn't be more happier with my family, my friends, my pets. I wish Harley was healed. But does that change your life? Like, would you ever, like, even if you're living your life right now and you're pretty happy, would there be something that you would want to change? And how would that affect the way you're living now?
Yeah. Do you feel like you lost your identity?
Yeah.
Are you really, truly happy?
Right.
Are you doing things? Are you living for yourself or everyone else?
Exactly. Now, a lot of people like to live for other people. That's what they feel that their job is here on earth. And a lot of people are like saints to others. If you have an elderly parent and you don't want to put that parent into a nursing home and you decide to keep that parent with you, you're giving up a lot of your life to be with your parents. And they did it for you when you were little, so now you're reciprocating. And if you have the means to do it, and if you have the time to do it, and even if you don't have the time to do it, you're still doing it, that's a tremendous blessing for you. Excuse me. But does that change your life? And would you want it any other way?
I wouldn't change many things that's happened in my life because it made me the person I am right now.
Exactly.
You know.
I believe that's so true. You know, like you said before, you can't go through the bad. You can't understand the good if you haven't been through the bad. Let's face it. And a lot of people think that, oh my gosh, my life is like in the crapper.
Yeah.
But honestly, is it?
Well, you know, you have to also, when you speak to people, clients and stuff, a lot of times you'll get frustrated. I don't know about you, but I get sometimes frustrated, especially if you care for the person.
Yes.
Because you want to help them. You've been through it. You've been down the road, and you're trying to give them directions. And sometimes it's frustrating.
Sure.
Because you really have to let them go on the road by themselves, but you don't want them to have a car accident.
This is true.
So to speak.
God yeah. This is true. No, you're absolutely right. When you see somebody approaching the end of a cliff, you want to grab them and pull them away. And that's the same thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You want to save them from making the same mistakes that you did. But sometimes you have to live those mistakes in order to have the benefit. You know, when we're put on this earth, this is a school. This is how spiritual people believe, that earth is a school. And without the lessons and living those lessons, like take me for instance, my spirits did not tell me or get me nervous that Harley had cancer. They didn't, I was 1,000% certain that this dog didn't have cancer. And it was because I know that my spirit guides always tell me when something is happening. And I heard nothing.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that, you know, and that's another thing that you should, my ego took over and I assumed, which was bad. But folks, we will be right back after this commercial, so stay tuned.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman, and we have the very prestigious healer today, Guy Pleasant. Hi, Guy.
Hello.
Would you like to give the audience your telephone number, Guy?
Absolutely. You can reach me at 646-302-1813.
Very good. And believe me, folks, if you need healing, serious healing, this is the guy to go to. Now, if you'd like to call into the show and get a free mini reading with myself, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And maybe, you know, I can get you on the right track, or I can tell you something that's coming up in your life. Even though my spirit guides did not tell me about my dog, and I do understand why. Because, you know, yeah, sometimes you just have to live through things. And myself, especially, because you figure, I do speak to spirit on a regular basis. I do know certain things on a regular basis. And, you know, you have to have, I guess, an element of surprise, too, whether it's a good surprise or a bad surprise. And that's what they actually gave me a gift by not making me worry about it before I actually knew. My father was a very smart man, and my father said to me one time, he says, never worry about anything until you really have to worry about it. And I am just the opposite. I worry about everything, whether I have to worry about it or not. And then when I find out I'm worrying for no need, no reason, then I'm okay. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people react from something with just a thought. If you're thinking of something in your head and you're reacting to something that's doesn't exist.
Exactly. That's exactly, you know, what I did.
Eckhart Tolle teaches that all the time about living in the now.
Yeah.
You know, you're letting your thoughts basically run your life or set your mood. You're worried about something that's not here.
That's exactly right. And that's what I do. I constantly worry.
How many people say, oh, so this might happen. What if this happens? What if that happens?
Exactly.
But it didn't happen.
Right.
If it happens, you deal with it.
I know. But you know how I think of it? I worry and I say it happens already. And then I try to figure out an answer.
Yes.
And then I ask my spirit guides to help me out with something that's actually a scenario. And then they don't.
But, you know, this is a lesson for you.
It is a lesson.
It is. It's a lesson to...
They taught me a huge lesson.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why you were not made aware of this. Because what would you have learned?
I would have learned...
This is how they operate.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I mean, you know much more than me. But I feel these things. I feel their energy all the time. And... a lot of times when I speak, I believe that I'm getting the messages from them.
Oh, without a doubt. Are you kidding? Like the other night, I was on the phone with you. Are you kidding me? I was like, guys, he was getting messages. I knew he was getting messages from spirit because I know, because I felt the spirit he was getting messages from.
When I'm in the zone, you know, people say, oh, I'm in the zone. That's spirit giving you these
That's
messages.
That's right.
You know? When you're zeroed in,
exactly,
and then you know, you end the conversation and you're like, where did I get that stuff from?
That's right. And that is spirit, guys. That's spirit, because you know what? Everybody has a modicum of mediumship and psychic ability. We're all born with it. It's just how much you realize of it and how far you take it, you know? So yes, Guy is right. When you're healing and you're getting those answers to questions that you were a minute ago baffled about, and then all of a sudden it becomes crystal clear. Where do you think that's coming from?
Well, since my attunement of being a Reiki master, I have been opened up so much to receive this beautiful energy. You know, the other night I was in my apartment and I'm looking at my webcam, and I sent you the picture.
Oh, my God,
and
guys.
I never turned the webcam on. I hardly use it. I said, let me turn it on just to see something, you know.
That was some spirit also.
Yeah, and I turn it on, and I see myself on the screen, and behind me is 6 or 7 tremendous orbs.
Yep, and okay. He sent me the picture, guys. I have it. It's unbelievable.
And I felt the amount of love I felt entering my body was like nothing I can explain.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it was so serene.
Yes.
I can't wait for it to happen again.
It was
unbelievable.
But he's right. He's so right. And he sends me the picture and he says, take a look at this picture, see what you see. And I see like these 7 or 8 huge orbs behind him. And I'm saying, what did you feel? Because I said, you know what? They're clustering around you. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, yes, they were. And it was a beautiful feeling.
It was so incredible. I told another friend of mine that they were like, oh, I would be so scared if that happened to me. I don't know what I'd do. I was embracing it so much.
Isn't that so? Isn't that so? That's a big misconception that so many people have. And I'm going to talk about that just as soon as we come back, folks, because right now we have to go to a commercial break.
And then we're going to take a call. We have Melina on the line from Connecticut.
Yes, we do. And I can't wait to talk to you, Melina, too. So we'll be right back, folks.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.